Today's guest is Boone Mayor John Slight.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Wrapping up. Almost done with your first month of the year.
Almost done with our budget.
Almost done with the budget. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Special meeting, by the way, folks, will be coming up on Tuesday evening for the Boone City Council budget meeting. And last couple of years, you've been pretty fortunate to be able to get that done basically in the one meeting. You haven't had to have really a lot of extras. So
we schedule two nights just in case, but we've been fortunate. I think tonight will go well also. So
we'll touch on that a little later. Council regular meeting was held on Monday evening, and probably one of the first things I'm going to ask is, of course, the council did vote for a special election March 21st. We touched on it last time. They decided to do that. That's the earliest convenient time, Auditor Commissioner of Elections, that go ahead, let's set it up and start moving forward. Now, basically, that turns it over to the auditor.
It does. Yeah. So this is the at-large seat. Excuse me. The at-large seat that was vacated. Stephen Ray resigned. And so we had to wait to hear from the auditor to actually find what date we could do it on. So when Bill brought up last night, our administrator, Bill Scare, brought up March 21st, everybody jumped in and says, let's do it on the 21st. So that's when it will be.
There are those that are interested in candidacy. Information will come out on what
there'll be some information come out shortly. What you'll need is a petition with X amount of signatures, and it basically the top just says, you know, what seat you're running for. Mm-hmm. So you'll get so many signatures, and you have to have it notarized and turned in.
And, by a set date.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Get on the ballot. So
you bet.
We're moving ahead with that. Yeah. We're also moving ahead with the community garden.
We are.
That worked out pretty good.
That was
pretty
neat.
It took a little while technically to get, but you did. For those that were watching on the Zoom stream, you probably couldn't see or hear the young ladies that from the Excel program,
right.
But they put a lot of work into putting together their presentation, and council supportive, and probably bigger yet, the property owner supportive.
Yeah, exactly. So, it was the sixth grade Excel program. Come to the council with this idea of having a community garden. And so, we had a little difficulty getting the presentation set up. They were emailing us the presentation. Finally got it. And two young ladies spoke and basically laid out in detail the location, what would be planted, the idea behind it. And it sounds like it'd be something that is for the whole community. So you can stop and pick up vegetables if you want. And it was pretty neat. They did a good job.
And as they go through this, they will be looking for people to help volunteer, to help them do things and stuff. So we'll see. It's sustainability, keeping it going will be the big thing. But Stonebridge Church owns the property, the previous garden space.
Right.
And they did reach out and say they're interested in working with them. And so
actually former council member Greg Picklap reached out to the city, said, hey, you know, get with me. He belongs to that church. He says, I think there's a willingness to, we want to help them or work with them. So we're sending the students his information and the church information, and I think it'll be pretty neat. So
The fire department, or actually not the department, but the association, Firefighters Association, Boone Firefighters, asked if they could do a little refurbishing of the old jail cell area.
Yes.
And again, right now, basically, after you did the renovation project at City Hall and put the elevator in, that took out part of it. So really, it's just been kind of a storage space for you.
It has. It's been storage. A lot of storage, actually. So their idea is they need a place to work out, exercise. And
kind of their health and fitness.
It is, yeah. And they have, our current area is down in the basement. Well, the ceilings are low. It's just not really that great of a spot. This handles a couple things. If they're working out and they get a call, they're right there because it's close to the fire department.
Yeah.
And it's, I think we're utilizing some good space. You know, it's going to be interesting because they're going to have to do a lot of cutting metal out. And I watched when they took out the bullpen for where the elevator is now, and it's pretty fixed up. They're a very talented group of people over there at the fire department. I think they've got people that'll probably make it happen. So
and one thing I know they had mentioned, obviously they would try to handle and cover the cost. They do it with their fundraising things, try to do as much of the work themselves as they can. Outside of Chief Weibold saying, "I want the bars."
He wants a little bit.
He wants some of the bars.
Some of the bars, and I think one of the bunks, just kind of a nostalgia type thing, maybe to put over at the police department, because when he started, we were still using that jail. So,
been a while ago.
That thing got used for a long time.
Yes, it did. Well, we know that that's going to be something that'll be going on, but the department itself handling, I mean, not the department, but the association itself, will be continuing to handle that. And again, they put together a pretty good plan for it, and we'll see how that goes together. We also know that we did have a little recognition.
We did.
And Ed Higgins, who started as a firefighter, by the way, and ends up as the building official.
Yeah.
He's been spending a lot of time there. 31 years?
31 years. And last night we wanted to recognize Ed for his years of service with the city. He is, I'm telling you, he's been fantastic. Great building official. He's probably the guy I call a lot. I mean, if not most, quite a bit. I call him, and I always get questions, so I call Ed. He's always got the answer for me. A lot of knowledge we're going to lose with Ed leaving. David Aides is stepping into his spot. He's been training with Ed for at least a year now, so I think it'll be a nice transition. But Ed has been a great city employee. We'll miss him. I mean, we will miss him.
You got to remember, he works closely with planning and zoning. Yes. He also works closely with the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Again, there's just – and then he has to work with all the other departments, too. So, it's been a busy department, too. We took a look at some of those numbers last night.
Incredible.
Pretty impressive. Even with everybody goes, well, the economy and everything else, but you did not see much of a slowdown in some of those numbers.
No, and I brought them, as a matter of fact. So the building department had 1,474 what we call events or responses, and 625 permits were issued. And in 22, let's see, get these numbers right. These are in 2022, there was 38 single family was 8, duplex was 8, multifamily was 6, total units of 52, and we issued 625 permits. Did 849 inspections. That's a fair amount.
That's being out there during a lot of construction.
It is. So yeah, very busy. But like I said, Ed has worked with Dave now for, you know, and Dave's been kind of doing a lot of this and transitioning in. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be a seamless transition, but we're going to miss Ed because that guy has some knowledge.
Well, like you said, are you going to be keep your phone by you?
Yeah, I asked. Yeah.
You got that. Once again, it's a department that a lot of people don't pay attention.
They don't.
But you had tax abatements coming through there.
Yes.
Roughly over $4 million for the tax abatements. And again, a lot of that's for qualifying construction.
Yeah.
And that department keeps track of all that. So that's a bunch.
It is a bunch.
And the new building permits, at least just even on the residential, of course, villas at Fox Point did pretty well. But
yeah.
That added a chunk to it, but 9.8 million. That's
a lot.
And then when you include schools, then you're all of a sudden you're pushing that $39-40 million mark.
That's big.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's, now keep in mind too. So Dave Aides is moving into the building official's office. He was our municipal infractions officer. So we're currently, I know they've interviewed a few people for that position. So we're just trying to keep moving here.
That's an important one because that's his nuisance abatement goal.
That is my goal. That's the long grass, the making sure your sidewalk's shoveled, the junk cars in the yard. We get so many calls, and those calls end up going to that office. So,
to find the right person who's willing to be out there and continue to go after that. So, again, recognition for Ed Higgins last night. You did have another annual report come in. Waylon Andrews did talk about public works for the year. Also a very busy department.
Yes. Another new department head. Waylon has moved in as our public works director after the retirement of John Rouse. Gave a presentation last night, laid out. I mean, I can give I brought his numbers as well, and they do. I mean, these guys are busy. And but some of the things they've done, water meter install, they did 383, locate 1,693, lead pipe inventory 1,200, service meter reads 1,225, you know, that just goes on and on and on, mowing city-owned 992 times, oversight of public projects 160, citywide cleanup 750. They had total events that they worked on or responded to was 7,547.
And I think one of the things he pointed out, one of his highlights, because he deals a lot with what's underground.
Right, he does.
Was it 17 blocks of lining?
Yes.
Sewer lining. And that he something he really wants to continue to keep pushing.
And there'll be more to come on that, I think. It's South Boone and South Green Street. I think it's from Union down south anyway.
Yeah, there's several blocks that they want to do next. So, again, that's just in this past calendar year. Again, that's kind of what they did take a look at there. The truck goes out to clean out the lines, root cutting and stuff like that. That's all the CMOM we talked about. If it's underground, they have to take care of it. So, or do the best they can. We do know that from the departments last night, Chief Adams did talk about they are going to be applying for a number of grants. They've been successful for some of the purchase, deferring some of the expense of operating the department.
Yeah, he's been very successful reaching out, and he listed four or five, maybe six grants last night that they'll apply for. And the nice thing about these grants are there's no city match. So he just wanted to have permission to go ahead and apply for these grants. We gave him that permission. All those things help out. I mean, for example, he talked about Leonard Good, Prairie Meadows has, Firehouse Subs. I can't remember all of them now.
There's a whole bunch.
There's a lot that he applies for. And when you write a grant, it's very specific. It lists what that money is going to go to, how they're going to use it, and he really does a good job doing that. So
a lot of the times, some of the new extrication equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did a lot of grant writing for some of that, too. The other one, and we've talked about this in the past, Chief Weibold, definitely looking for officers. And just recently did the Civil Service Commission.
Yep.
Got a list of two.
We did. We certified.
Had room for more.
We did. We've got room for more. We're actually down four officers right now. And the last one was Officer Bailey. Took the job in Ogden, replacing his dad, who was the police chief over there, and I think they kind of seeked him out. He'll be great there. We're going to miss him in our schools. He was our resource officer, done a fantastic job. But it puts us in a position. Now we're four down. We're certifying two. We've got one that's in the academy right now. We've got one that's almost completed her field training. And I think if it's not this week, it's next week, she'll be out on her own. It just takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 14 weeks of the academy. It's 24 weeks of field training with the officers. I mean, you're out there.
You don't just put them right out on the street.
No, and they're being graded and watched and checked over by the other officers. And each night when the shift's over, they turn in a whole sheet on them, how they did, what they did, and it goes on. So it's very detailed. We want to make sure when they hit the street on their own that they're ready. But now we certified two more, but we still need more officers. So we're more on a continuing
rotating.
Yeah, I mean, so if you want to apply, or you know of anybody that wants to apply for the City of Boone Police Department, get your application in. And
one of the things that and people will say, well, you did the civil service. I can remember when you would have 10, 12, 15 people that would be going through the civil service.
Absolutely. We'd get 30 to 40 apps, then maybe 15 or 20 of them would show up, go through the process.
And then not everybody made it.
Nope. But we would usually certify a list of 10, years ago. And then it kind of got to, now we may have certified a list of 6 or 8 or whatever the case may be. But
in this case, 2.
2. So, and we're not unique, and we've looked at our pay. We've upped our pay in the last few years to try to stay competitive with the other departments. I know in the metro area, they're really paying up, and it's hard to compete with them, but they're all doing the same job. I don't care if you live in West Des Moines or in Waukee or wherever, they're still doing the same job that our people are doing. We deal with the same crimes, the same types of things, so it's,
well, it's a challenge.
It is.
It's a challenge there. Which brings up the other thing. You do have vacancies on your boards and commissions.
We do.
Again, that was pointed out. There are times when all of a sudden you get several people that are interested, but then after a while, they come off, and then all of a sudden you don't have anybody expressing an interest.
So. I need, for Family Resource Center, we need two people. We just had two openings at the library board. We did fill those. Planning and zoning, we have an opening, and I didn't write down. There's a couple others that we have. Human services, one, And then the Housing Authority, we have one as well. So
Human Services meets like once a year.
Yep. So some of these don't meet a lot, yeah. which some people prefer that, and some would like to be more, you know, more involved. Mm-hmm. But this is a kind of a nice way to step in and see kind of how the city operates and see how these boards work. And it's, you know, so we're always asking people, if you're interested, please fill out an application. You can get an application online.
Yeah.
Fill it out, and we'll contact you.
We have the council did approve the second consideration on your rate increases.
Yes.
Once again, this is something that you'd taken a look at a while ago. Is this how you know? And it's not a big increase, but you're looking at increases over several years because you yeah. have some capital projects that need to be done.
We have some huge projects at water and wastewater, which we continue. I mean, it seems like we always have some type of project going at one or both of those plants. We've looked at the rates. We have not touched those rates in many years. And so we need to gradually, you know, increase those rates. We're trying to do it, you know, incrementally, not a lot at a time. But we've got to keep up with inflation, and prices are going up. So it just keeps going.
A couple of other things from last night, besides boards and commissions. You have had somebody express an interest in some city-owned property,
yes.
a developer.
Yes.
Didn't take any formal action on that last night, but... it is one of those things, again, city-owned property, like the property downtown.
Yep.
You go into a closed session, so the council gets a chance to hear about this
right.
and make a determination if they want to go forward with
it. Yep, and this is on the 15 acres that we've purchased a few years ago. And there'll be more to come to that, but we'll go into closed session, talk about it. We didn't want to talk about it last night, obviously, because anytime you're selling city-owned property, we've got to be very careful on how we do it and make sure it doesn't turn into an issue. So
for those that are wondering, 15 acres on the southwest part of town,
yes.
when we were talking in the olden days about a water tower.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. Yeah.
That's how you ended up with it. Again, an exchange of property down there. Mm-hmm. So as long, and again, that's been one of those where you have looked at potential projects in the past or developments in the past,
right.
but hasn't quite worked out yet too.
Right.
Did want to ask a couple of other things. Of course, let's go with the budget meeting tonight. This
yes.
is a big one. And really, you cover just about everything here and try to get through it in pretty timely fashion. And I know, again, City Administrator Bill Scare will give a bit of the overview and talk about projects. And then you get into the individual departments. And
yes, he'll talk about our funds, our general fund, road use tax, water. So he'll talk about all the funds, where we sit currently, what we're projecting. And then they've done a lot of the work behind the scenes as far as meeting with the department heads, what their needs are. So they'll present that this evening. And we'll just kind of go through each department, lay it out, and they'll hit the high points. I mean, it would take us 2 weeks to if we had to listen to every line item. But they'll hit the highlights, inform the council on what they're thinking and what they need, and then we'll go mm-hmm. from there.
And that's part of all the work that started back in October
yes.
when the department heads were getting together with the administrative team. And
right.
Here's what we're looking at. Here's what we're at. This is what yeah. we're looking at. Then Andrea does the certification for the tax levy. That'll be the first of your public hearings.
Yes.
You got to come up with that. And a review of the local option sales tax,
right.
the 75% that goes for
capital
projects,
improvements,
capital purchases. All right, a couple of different things. First of all, I know that... a while ago, you had indicated that after the first of the year, you were going to take a look at seeing about getting together a citizen committee, an advisory mm-hmm. committee to talk about developing a rec programming
right.
for the community and the things that that could lead to, potentially,
yes.
maybe a rec center. But you
right.
know, without going there
yep.
first, you wanted to start kind of where do we need to do, what steps in
right.
locations and things like that.
This is more of a broad overview of so – you know, we had obviously a lot of discussion on Wellness Center. It was voted down. You know, as we looked at the big picture and met with some different people, we've looked at we need to have a rec department or a rec director and to oversee some of these, help these volunteers that are doing it. We have a lot of volunteers that put in countless hours to help make these programs go. We thought, well, let's start with maybe a rec director overseeing these things and then the whole, obviously, maybe end up with a rec center one day. So I do know in tonight's workshop, we've talked about setting money aside for a rec director. There'll be more to come on that, but that's kind of the view we have right now. Let's at least get involved. Mm-hmm. Because you got to remember, when I first become mayor, we had a rec department. Mm-hmm. Then the Y come in and says, hey, can we take over these programs? And, of course, we worked with them and gave them money for, I don't know, 5 years or whatever it was. And then as the Y is now gone, these individual programs, they're doing it on their own.
They're volunteering.
They're out there volunteering.
Coaches.
Yeah.
And I know the school,
so
the coaches are spending a lot of extra time.
You look at other communities, most of them have a rec department where – you know, they're overseeing these things and helping these volunteers and bringing them all together, and it just works better. So that's kind of the view we've looked at. We'll talk about it more tonight, but I do know we've set aside some money to maybe look at a rec director. So
we'll look at that. Are you still looking at having a committee of citizens?
Yes.
Because you've got a group that's
there is
pretty
interested
in
a group out there, and
program.
The city's not so much involved in that committee itself. That's a group of residents out there, and it's big. It's fairly, I mean, there was 50 to 60 people at a meeting that I know of, and talking about, and they have the same vision. Let's not just focus on a building or a structure. Let's look at the overall view of what a rec department would look like. And so, yeah, that committee will be coming, and, you know, there may be a vote down the road someday for another wellness center. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that's more of a citizens group that's working on it. And but we'll have more to come on that as well. Because I've had a few people reach out and say, hey, once that thing kicks off, I want to be a part of that. Or so contact
us.
I'd
like to be involved with it. So there will be more coming up on that. Mm-hmm. Of course, one of the other things we've seen a couple of people say, they're running for mayor.
Yeah.
And you have already at least told me. I'm thinking
I'm probably not. This is my last go. It'll be 20 years. I've enjoyed every minute. Well, not every minute of it, but it's been good. I feel like we've gotten a lot done. The community, we've seen some good growth. We went through some tough times where we had hiring freezes, but we've always continually ran this thing like a business, really. And we looked at our expenses. We've tried to, you know, we streamlined how the city runs. I remember back in the day, we combined a lot of positions just as for cost-saving measures. We had a hiring freeze in place. I look at the whole thing. We've now built up reserves in each account. I mean, the city financially is in great shape, and I feel pretty good about when I do step away that it's in good hands, and it's things are good. So it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. So
there will be information out there about people. We're getting to that time of the year where people will start making some announcements on what their intentions are.
So. Yep. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
One of the other things, of course, we do have a winter storm.
We do. We've got a winter storm.
Waylon's watching the weather.
We are. We're watching it closely. Just to keep in mind, snow ordinance could go into effect. Excuse me, tune in here or reach out to the city or, like I said, get signed up. We'll send you a text. But if we get the amount of snow that they're talking, in all likelihood, there'll be a snow ordinance at some point in time. It'll let you know whether it's residential, whether it's business, when it goes into effect, and then when it's over. Mm-hmm. But it really helps our city crew get these streets clean when there's not cars sitting on the street. So we're not trying to be mean or pushy or whatever, but it just – we do a better job, we're more efficient with less people, and it just gets it cleaned up good. So
this one appears to be timing will be our big issue, timing and exact direction of this thing. So we do know that even if there isn't an ordinance, more than likely plows are going to be out, so people might want to try to just avoid
it. Like I said, if you can, keep your car off the street. It just makes it so much easier for them to do a better job, and it's more efficient, it's quicker, and we do have less staff out there. But we're utilizing everybody we have. We've been lucky this year. So,
and if you again want to go on to the city website, boongov.com, mm-hmm. and then there's a taskbar, a menu item across there. Go way over to the right side, and Nixle is a great way to get signed up to get the text messages. And if you just go to the next one. Yeah. You can sign up for those email notifications again for different meetings and things that are going on. You can also find applications to sign up to be appointed to boards and commissions, too. So let them know.
Absolutely.
Do appreciate you taking time visiting with us today.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking with you again in the month of February.
I'll be here.
We do have a meeting coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, and this will not be streamed. This is going to be an in-person budget meeting. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.